when you look back at the game, I suppose we had a great start, you know, a couple of early points, and then we got a goal, you know, but to be fair to Fermanagh, you know, they pinned us back, you know, in the end of the first half, and it was then just before half time, you know, there's, you know, probably two incidents, you know, close to it, when Neil being sent off, it was a blow for us, and then, but then Mark Antony saving the penalty afterwards, you know, was a great boost for us before half time. So I suppose in the second half, we knew we were going to be under pressure with the man less, and Fermanagh were going to ask the same questions. But I think all the players responded very, very well in that 10-15 minute period after half time.
Because it could have been a totally different dynamic in the game had Fermanagh been leading by a point at the break, and that penalty went on.
We were still happy to go into half time, you know, while we probably weren't happy with 15-20 minutes of our performance, and we're still 2 points up, 2 points to the good. So We knew we'd something to build on, and luckily, you know, we did that with the goal early in the second half as well.
And the two goals were worked very well. The build up to the goals was impressive.
Yeah, that's it. It was myself and Marty Riley worked very well for the second goal, and Oran, I suppose, while it looked simple enough to happen, you know, he hadn't much room to play with, and he finished both goals very, very well.
Yeah. And as the game then, it was just a case of seeing the game out when that second goal had went in, and make sure that there wasn't any problems there and getting it to the end.
Yeah, I suppose when Fermanagh, when you had that 5-6 point cushion, you know, you could always probably play that wee bit more deeper and invite Fermanagh onto us, and I suppose Fermanagh still prized openings, and they created some other goal chances, but I suppose we're lucky enough in the end, you know, to see the game out.
Yeah, it's going to be a big challenge now the next day against Monaghan.
Yeah, that's it. I suppose 13 day turnaround now, you know, so we'll recover the bodies this evening and early next week, and get set for a massive battle against Monaghan.
Yeah, you mentioned recover the bodies. How big a challenge was that today, because it was a physical game at times out there?
Yeah, it was, you know, I suppose it's always, Ulster Championship's always going to be a challenge, you know, we're well used to it, you know, and we'll stick the recovery plan now over the next couple of days, and hopefully the bodies will be right for 13 days time.